Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents, Exhibit 50, Train of Thoughts. Please follow the instructions. You have individual tracks, and the successful realization of this exhibit depends on the correct actions and good timing of every single one of you. So listen carefully. Good luck, and have a nice experience. You are Izanagi, 68 years old. You have been working as a security patrol for the Central Japan Railway Company all your life. Now you are retired, but from time to time you meet with your former colleagues for a nostalgic ride in the train and a round of a little game you always used to play while being on duty. Look at your three colleagues. One is scratching his head like crazy. The other one, clapping him on the shoulder, is smiling like an idiot. Nice but strange guys. Always have been. The third one is the only serious man. This is your best friend, Ebisu. Give him a handshake. The two of you were always together on patrol. You spent almost half of your life together. Now look around. Your former working space. How many times must you have been riding this train between Nagoya and Okazaki in all the years? Do you remember all the major and minor incidents that happened on your daily patrols? The hundreds of lost wallets, keys and lipsticks. The dramatic scene between a husband and his wife's lover. The woman with the sudden onset of labour, and the old man whose eyes closed upon this world, being noticed by nobody until reaching the final destination. After many years in this job, you noticed that you gained an incredible ability. In order to protect the passengers from sudden incidents, you started to study their faces. The only way to prevent the unexpected is to know what people think. You became a real master in reading people's body language and anticipating their behaviour. But finally, you became aware that it's not only the visible that you are reading, but also the passengers' inner thoughts. Being highly concentrated, you really could hear what was going on in the people's minds. Hey, you are a weird old man with strange habits, but indeed quite entertaining, all the thousands of men and women, children and seniors, each one with their own fears, hopes and fantasies. You and your colleagues were always challenging your mind-reading skills. Today you've come together again for this little game. You are on one team with your best friend, Ebisu. Look into each other's eyes. Don't talk, but use all your concentration to connect to each other and bring all your mind power together to beat the others. Now close your eyes. Concentrate, and you will hear the thoughts of one passenger in this train. Oh, what an unpleasant day! No money in my pockets, no beer in my hand. I wish I had the superpower to change water into beer. I would make all the world happy and drunk.
Now open your eyes again. Whose mind was it that you were just having in your head? Now walk through the coach all together to the other end. Look into the passengers' faces and decide for one person.
Who in this train is the one thinking of changing water into beer to make everybody happy and drunk?
You should have reached the other side now. Tell each other very silently and discreetly which person you have chosen. Whose mind were you just reading? If your choice matches your best friend's choice, you two get a point. Ready for the next round? Now step into the next coach and wait there. If there is no connection to it, or you are standing at the end of the train, just wait where you are. You will walk back later the way you came. Now close your eyes again. Concentrate, and you will hear the thoughts of another passenger on this train.
Will I see this lovely young girl again that was sitting next to me in the train yesterday? It felt so good when she fell asleep and leant her head onto my shoulder.
Now open your eyes again. Whose mind was it that you were just having in your head? Now walk through the coach altogether to the other end. Look into the passengers' faces and decide for one person.
Who in this train is the one dreaming of a young girl leaning her head on his shoulder?
You should have reached the other side now. Tell each other very silently and discreetly which person you have chosen. Whose mind were you just reading? If your choice matches your best friend's choice, you two get a point. Are you ready for the last round? Use all your mind power for the final challenge. Now step into the next coach and wait there. If there is no connection to it, or you are standing at the end of the train, just stay where you are. You will walk back later the way you came to the other end of this coach. Now close your eyes again. Concentrate, and you will hear the thoughts of another passenger on this train. Wow, that was a crazy party last weekend. Haven't danced like that for a while. But my back still hurts. Somebody must have scratched me with their fingernails. Now open your eyes again. Whose mind was it that you were just having in your head? Now walk through the coach altogether to the other end. Look into the passengers' faces and decide for one person.
Who in this train is the one thinking of last weekend's party night?
You should have reached the other side now. Tell each other very silently and discreetly which person you have chosen. Whose mind were you just reading? If your choice matches your best friend's choice, you two get a point.
That was the last round. Who of you has the most mind power? Don't get lazy. Train it by yourself. Thank you for being part of the Train of Thoughts. Please visit the other exhibits in the Museum of Minor Incidents.